enjoy the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. In the kitchen, Edith chops a head of lettuce. Archie walks in the front door, looks to the kitchen, and winces.
How about a bee? All right, just give me a quick kiss, Edith. You ain't washing the car.
Oh, guess what? I got the most wonderful surprise for you.
I found it, Mike.
Oh, is this it?
Archie points at Mike.
Well, I ain't jumping for joy. What are you doing with my rake?
Well, I was just going to borrow it to rake the leaves from my tree.
What am I supposed to do when the leaves fall off of my tree?
You don't have any leaves. Your tree's dead.
Get away.
About my surprise. I was in Ferguson's Market today, and guess what happened?
I'm too tired to listen,
no, Rita. I was standing at the checkout counter filling out my entry blank on account of Mr. Ferguson has this contest, and every time you buy $10 worth of groceries, you get another chance to enter.
What's the prize?
Don't egg it, Ron, will you, meathead?
The first prize is one of them new shower heads that gives you a massage.
Wait a minute. When I take a shower, I want it to wash me, not give me a feel.
Well, anyway, I'm standing there, and this man is standing behind me, and all of a sudden he says, Edith Baines. Well, I turn around to him and I says, I used to be Edith Baines, but now I'm Edith Bunker. And he said, I went to school with Edith Baines and I was brought up with an Archie Bunker. So I says, isn't it a small world?
Archie buries his head in his chair.
I used to be Edith Baines and now I'm Mrs. Archie Bunker. And then I recognized him. Guess who it was?
I don't give a damn.
You better, because I invited him to dinner tonight.
You what?
I invited him to dinner.
You invited him to dinner? Why do you do these things? You know I hate people in the house. Can't you behave like the rest of the world and be a little normal when you run into an old friend? Don't you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to say hello, how nice it is to see you. We must make a date to meet each other sometime again, and then forget it.
See, it was Bummy Fensel.
Bummy Fensel?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say so, Bummy Fensel?
What's a Bummy Fensel?
A Bummy Fensel is a person, meathead, and a very remarkable person, too. You should have known him when he was a kid. All us kids in the neighborhood, we ought to chip in and get money. And we'd pay Bummy just to see him eat. He'd eat anything for money.
What do you mean, anything?
Well, not like you cleaning out an icebox. He'd eat interesting things. He'd eat paper, cardboard, and insects.
Yeah. Sometimes we used to call him Bugs Bummy.
Yeah. That's right. We'd pay him a nickel, he'd eat a fly. For a dime, he'd eat a short worm.
Yeah, when he said he had butterflies in his stomach, he really did.
Yeah. Oh, gee, it'll be good to see old Bummy again. I'm glad you invited him over, Edith.
Yeah, and he's bringing his wife.
Yeah, good.
Guess who we married?
The praying mantis?
Dolores Mancini.
Archie lights a cigar, but stops in shock.
Of course, now it's Dolores Fensel.
Hey, Edith, maybe we shouldn't invite him over here tonight, huh? Because looking at the TV guy, you know what I'm reminded of? You know what's on here tonight? The Korean midget wrestlers. They're wrestling in the finals. They're wrestling in mud.
Gee, I already invited him.
Well, I know, but Edith, what are you going to feed him?
Run down to the live bait store.
No, we got chicken.
No, Edith, come here a minute. Listen, do me a big favor, huh? Get on the blower here and call him up and kind of disinvite him, huh?
I couldn't do that, Archie. I don't know their number anyway. Edith. They'll be here anyway.
No, wait a minute, will you? Edith, all right, but... do I really have to be here?
Oh, Archie, it's nice to see old friends. It'll be fun. Don't worry.
Fun?
Edith steps into the kitchen.
Holy cow, Dolores.
Archie spots Mike watching him.
What are you looking at?
I don't understand you, Arch. What's with you?
What do you mean, watch with me?
You were all excited when you heard Bummy was coming over until you heard he was bringing his wife, too.
Dolores Mancini don't mean nothing to me. You never did.
Mike grins knowingly.
You knew her in high school, huh?
Oh, gee. I knew her barely. I mean, I barely knew her. You know what I mean.
You had a thing for her, huh?
Ah, oh, come on.
Before you met Ma?
Listen, you. Come here. I might need your help tonight, so I gotta tell you something very personal.
Archie!
Joe Louis was the greatest heavyweight that ever walked into the ring.
What do you think Bummy'll like with this chicken? Potatoes or spaghetti?
Give him the spaghetti. He likes anything that squirms.
Oh. Edith returns to the kitchen.
This girl, Dolores, when we was in high school, she had a very big thing for me, understand? She really had the hots for me. She'd have took me over Errol Flynn.
Mike knits his brow disbelievingly, and Archie grimaces back.
What are you saying that for? It's possible. I ain't telling you I was the greatest looking guy in school, but I was at least in the top 10.
Mike makes another face.
Don't say that no more. Now, listen. This whole thing started way back there. It was a school picnic, see? And all the kids, we went out to this Hanley Park, and it was getting dark, and Dolores and me, we took a walk. We went into the ballpark, see? And we walked across there, and we got to the dugout. Into the dugout, right? All right, there we are, the two of us all alone, and, well, we was imminent together.
You mean you and she?
Mike pumps his fist.
Don't do it to me. There's an important thing you gotta understand. I didn't ask her for nothing. It was her that reduced me.
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
Why not?
No, it's not that I can't believe it. It's just that I always find it hard to picture you in bed.
Why?
I don't mean in bed. I mean in bed.
He pumps his fist again.
Why? What, do you think that you invented this here?
Archie pumps his fist.
This was around a long time before you. That's how you happen to be born, you dope, you. Listen, after that big night with Dolores, see, she couldn't keep away from me. After me the whole time, because it's like, you know, when you give honey to a bear. After that, they kill for more, man. So then when Edith got back, see, oh, hold it. I gotta check on Edith. Stay there.
Mike follows Archie to the kitchen door.
Hey, Edith.
Yeah?
What are you doing here?
I'm fixing the chicken.
Over there?
Yeah.
Stay there.
Arch, what do you mean when Edith got back? You mean to tell me that you were fooling around with Dolores at the same time you were going with Ma?
No, not at the same time. Edith was out of town. Some rotten person trying to break the two of us up. Took her away to Atlantic City.
What rotten person?
Her mother.
So, because Ma was out of town for 1 weekend, you couldn't go a whole weekend without another woman?
Well, Wait a minute. I wasn't doing nothing with Edith. Let me tell you something. I didn't touch Edith till after we was married.
But you touched Dolores.
Certainly. But then I wasn't going to marry Dolores. You don't marry a girl unless you have respect for her. Now, who could respect a girl who would do a thing like that with me?
That is so terrible, Art. That's the double standard.
Nothing double about it. We done it once.
What I'm saying, if it was wrong for her, then it was wrong for you, too.
No, it wasn't, stupid. I'm a man. Men have got another thing. They got what you call a carnival instinct there. Women ain't got that. Let me ask you something. Did you ever hear of chromastones?
Archie lays a hand on Mike's shoulder.
No, I can't say that I have, Arch.
Well, keep your mouth shut. Maybe you'll learn some. Chromastones is little chemical things floating around the bloodstream of a man. Them is the things that make a man need sex more.
But women don't have chromastones.
That's why they're women, dumbbell.
When I think of all the guilt, fears, and hang-ups that were caused by just what you're saying, it's a wonder that any woman can have sex today and enjoy it.
She ain't supposed to enjoy it. She's supposed to sit still for it. Hold it. That must be them at the door. Now, listen, this is how you gotta help me. You go over there and get Gloria, and the two of yous come back for dinner. That's what you got to do. And steer that conversation. The minute Dolores starts to talk about the old days or about sex, you start talking about Watergate. You're great on that.
I'm not getting involved in it. Wait.
Suppose Edith finds out about Dolores here.
How's she going to find out?
By woman's intermission.
I'm not getting involved.
Mike picks up the rake and leaves out the kitchen door.
Wait a minute. Give me back my rake. Yeah, I know. I'll get it.
They get wedged in the kitchen door.
Will you let me out the door? I said I'd get it. Oh, hold it. No, maybe you better get it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Archie waits anxiously as Edith opens the door.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, Edith.
Come on.
Hiya there, buddy.
There he is. Hey, Archie. How are you?
You are looking
terrific. How do you feel, man?
Great.
Hey, you remember Dolores.
Oh, no.
Sure you do, Archie.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time. And if we got a lot to talk about...
Oh, we sure do. Don't we, Archie?
As Edith shakes the attractive Dolores' hand, Archie frets.
To me, John, we all the Nama High School. With your hearts so big.
At the dinner table, Archie sits bored as Edith, Bummy, and Dolores sing over coffee.
To kiss a pig.
Tony Orlando and Dingbert.
Come on, Archie, you're not joining in the fun. Don't you remember our school song?
No, I don't remember that. You know, I got no memory of them days at all, you know? Ever since the war, everything's a blur.
Gosh, you don't remember all the fun we had?
I was never at a picnic in my life.
Dolores, I think I'll wash the dishes. Would you help
me? Sure, I will. You wash and I'll dry. Don't go away.
Hey, Bummy.
Yes.
Just for old time's sake, if I went up to the bathtub and caught a 1,000-legger, would you eat it?
Archie, I was 11 years old. I don't do that no more.
Oh, come on. Tell the truth. When was the last time you ate a bug?
December 7, 1941.
What kind was it?
A Japanese beetle.
Yeah. Another thing I want to ask you, Mummy, is you and Dolores, you know, when you're all alone and you're talking, like in your privates, you know, does Dolores do a lot of recollecting about the past?
It's a funny thing, Archie. All the recollecting she does is about the past. She got a lot to recollect.
Oh, yeah.
She had a lot of friends. She was the most popular girl in the junior class. She was voted that. She deserved that.
In the kitchen, Edith scrubs a pan.
Was Archie wounded in the war?
Oh, yeah. Why?
He doesn't seem to remember anything.
He got a purple heart for getting a piece of shrapnel in his...
Edith pats her behind.
His butt?
Oh, yeah.
How would that affect his memory?
There's certain things that he don't want to remember.
Edith, you're using lemon pledge on that pan.
Oh, my goodness.
You have something on your mind?
Something on my mind? Never. Ain't it funny the way people sort of go separate ways after graduation?
Yeah. Whoever thought I'd marry Bummy Fensel?
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you so happy, Edith.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we were two different kinds of girls.
What do you mean by different kinds of girls?
Well, when we were in high school, you know, there were the girls who did and the girls who didn't.
Oh.
You didn't?
No.
I didn't think you did. Did you think I did?
Well, I didn't think you didn't. Dolores, I want to ask you something.
You see, there was something on your mind.
Oh, no, it ain't much. It's just, well, you see, one weekend, my mother took me to Atlantic City, and when I got back, Alma Simpson told me that you and Archie was with the other kids at a picnic in Hanley Park.
Me and Archie?
Yeah.
At a picnic?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Archie?
Yeah.
Gee, I don't remember that. What happened?
She told me that it got dark and they ran out of weenies and Archie bought you a fudgesicle and then the two of you took a long walk together to find a place to throw the wrapper in, and you found a place.
We did? Where?
At the baseball field, in the dugout.
In the dugout?
Dolores thinks.
Was that Archie?
You don't remember?
Well, who can remember 30 seconds out of a lifetime?
Edith beams.
I hope you're not hurt. Oh, I feel terrible. Oh,
no.
Oh, I hope you'll forgive me.
Oh, I ain't hurt. My goodness, it was so long ago. There ain't nothing to forgive. You didn't know what you was doing or who you was doing it with.
Edith hugs her. Later that night, Archie opens the front door.
Well, that's it then, huh?
Oh, it's been a great evening, but I gotta get up early. You know, the early bird catches the worm. Watch it, Archie.
Oh, so good to see you, Edith. We must do this again.
Edith.
Oh, yeah, we must make a date to see each other soon again.
It was wonderful.
Oh.
And, Edith, you're a swell person.
Oh,
you
really... It was my pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bummy.
Goodbye.
Come back again.
Well, where's your car, Bummy?
Oh, I had to park it down the block. Why don't you stay here, honey? I'll go get it, huh? Goodbye.
Yeah. So long there, old sport, huh? Nice to see you.
Dolores and Archie stand on the porch.
It was a nice evening, Archie. So good to see you again.
Oh, yeah. Well, likewise, Dolores.
Brings back so many memories.
Hey, listen. Come here a minute, huh? I just want to...
He makes sure they're alone.
Before you go, I want to thank you for not saying nothing about, well, you know.
No, about what?
Well, about long ago, you know, that certain night.
You mean the picnic.
Yeah.
At Hanley Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bought me a fudgesicle.
Hey, that's right.
And we couldn't find a place to throw the wrapper?
Yeah, that's right.
So we took a walk to the dugout.
Yeah, the dugout. You remember all the details of that, huh? So I must have got to you there.
Archie, how could I ever forget you?
Oh, I knew you couldn't. Back in them days, I must have really been something, huh?
Oh, Archie, you were something else. Thanks, Archie, for a wonderful evening. And a wonderful memory.
Dolores kisses him.
Take care of yourself, Archie.
Dolores leaves, and Archie stares after her, stunned.
Bye.
Grinning, he heads back inside.
The kisses on Diddy Boo.
Well, Edith, they're gone.
Ain't they a nice couple?
Oh, yeah, they're a terrific couple. And you was right, Edith. It's a lot of fun to have old friends over for dinner.
Especially when they're old sweethearts.
What do you mean by that?
You and Dolores.
Me and Dolores what?
You and Dolores at the picnic.
Archie winces. Then he sits down beside Edith.
Wait a minute, Edith. What picnic was that?
Oh, Archie. I know all about it.
Dolores told you.
Huh? Oh, no. We was just talking over old times, and it came out.
Listen, Edith, I want to just... Can I hold your hand?
Oh, sure.
Now I just want you to keep calm, get a hold of yourself, and please don't go to pieces on me, huh, Edith?
All right, Archie.
I just want you to know that what happened long ago there, that didn't have nothing to do between you and me.
Oh, I know that. I wasn't even around. I was in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You was in Atlantic City, Edith, and that's the reason it happened. Because I was here in New York. I was all alone there, you know? And there's times when men get these, surges. And all them, the chromostones are burling over, you know? You understand me?
No, but it's all right.
Well, all I want you to know is, Edith, that no matter what ever happened back in them days, that I always loved you.
Oh,
Jesus, don't go to pieces on me.
I ain't going to pieces. I'm glad you got it off your chest.
And that's it?
That's it.
Oh, Edith.
They hug.
Oh, Edith, you're one girl in a million, you know that? And you're a terrific wife.
Oh, you're a terrific husband.
Yeah. You know, lots of ladies would be here melting in tears. But not you, huh?
No.
Why not?
Well, I figure that what you done before we was married is your business.
Absolutely.
Just like what I done before we was married was my business.
Absolutely.
Edith hugs Archie, who knits his brow with concern. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Michael Lohman. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Latchman. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Estelle Parsons, Dolores. Mike Kellen, Bummy. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Viacom.